You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1996.
And welcome to the August 1996 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I'm Fred Vobey in the Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine. If you'd like to pen us a letter or send us some correspondence, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. If you're a National Radio Club DX Audio Service member, our Musings to the Members number is 419-224-1609. And on the Internet, you can email us at gnbc@alpha, that's A-L-P-H-A, dot W-Coil, that's W-C-O-I-L, dot com. National Radio Club membership certificates are now available from the National Radio Club's Publication Center. And get this, the price is only 75 cents each. They're suitable for framing. They're quite attractive. And the NRC Distance and Bearing Latitude and Longitude Handbook are now available. You can contact the Publication Center for more details on that. As well as After Dark Number 6. We have already started shipping some copies of After Dark Number 6, which contains a lot of interesting material. We don't have time to go through it on this edition of the DX Audio Service, so on the next edition we'll run down what they have. But the After Dark edition is only $9.50 from the National Radio Club's Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansfield, New York, 13661 in the USA. Chris Cuomo sends word of Voices in the Big Sky, a History of Montana Broadcasting by C. Howard McDonald. It's a 154-page paperback available for $16.95, payable to Big M Broadcasting Services, Post Office Box 1672, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. Now is the time to send Ron Musco your votes for National Radio Club International DXer of the Year and Domestic DXer of the Year. Nominated for Domestic DXer of the Year, Frank Aiden Jr. and Kermit Gary. And for International DXer of the Year, Gene Brunel and Al Merriman. The deadlines for all the votes is August the 15th. The awards will be presented at the 1996 National Radio Club Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee. Please send all votes to Ron Musco at Post Office Box 118, Poquonic. That's P-O-Q-U-O-N-O-C-K, Connecticut, 06064-0118. Or email them to M-U-S-C-O-R-J at hsdwl.utc.com. Don't forget that the 1996 National Radio Club Convention is just around the corner. It's going to be held in Knoxville, Tennessee. The 63rd Annual National Radio Club Convention welcomes you to East Tennessee, home of the most visited national park in North America. Three major interstates, 40, 75, and 81, traverse East Tennessee. This year's convention site is the Ramada Inn, located at the junction of 40 and 75, just off exit 378 at 323 Cedar Bluff Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37923. Special convention rates are $48.50 for single and double, and $56.50 for triple and quad. Registration fee includes the banquet, and it's $40. The Ramada's telephone number is area code 423-693-7330. Specify the National Radio Club when you're making your reservations. If you have any questions, write to convention host Steve Francis at 1620 Lodge Street, Alcoa, Tennessee, 37701, or call him at 423-982-3122. And the convention date is August 30th through September the 2nd. And now let's switch it over to Switchland. Jerry, do you got a column for us this month?
I'm back in a saddle again.
AM Switch, Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We apologize for not having an AM switch last month on the audio service, but it is the first one we missed in 10 years, so I guess we're allowed one every once in a while. Our eye surgery went well. We are once again allowed to read, and once again, that means we can bring you AM switch. Now, you didn't miss anything. We just have a bigger one this month. We'll charge right into a big stack of call interchanges starting all the way down on 540 where WRTM in Pine Hills, Florida becomes WQTM. On 860 KSFA in Nacogdoches, Texas, this is half of a call swap. They become KEEE. 870 WZMC, Colonial Heights, Tennessee, changing to WPWT. On 900 KGRB, West Covina, California, becomes KRRA. 920 KCPL, Olympia, Washington, changing to KGHO. 1090 KYBG, Aurora, Colorado, becoming KMXA. 1150 WCNX in Middleton, Connecticut, becomes WMRD. Here's the other half of that call swap on 1230 KEEE in Nacogdoches, Texas, becomes KSFA. 1340 WBMS, Wilmington, North Carolina, becomes WAHH. 1350 WSVY, Portsmouth, Virginia, becoming WGPL. 1370 WKFD in Wickford, Rhode Island, changes to WEGM. 1380 KPAL, North Little Rock, Arkansas, becomes KRNN. On 1400 WKWK, Wheeling, West Virginia, changing to WBBD. 1420 KTAN, Sierra Vista, Arizona, changes to KLTW. 1460 WQCR, Jackson, Tennessee, becomes WJAK. 1490 WVIX in Vicksburg, Mississippi, changing to WRTM. 1510 WVIO, Blowing Rock, North Carolina, becomes WXIT. And also on 1510, a new station, well, we'll call it a new station for right now, more on that later, in Hackettstown, New Jersey, becomes WRNJ. 1560 KGUL, Port Lavaca, Texas, becomes KILE. And finally, we end up on the other end of the dial, 1600 KVRD, Cottonwood, Arizona, becomes KYBC. Just a note on that new station on 1510, it is a new station, WRNJ on 1000 in Hackettstown, New Jersey, went off the air for good. You probably remember they were bought out by WINS 1010 so they could increase their signal over New Jersey, and they have moved to a brand new facility, which is a new station, but it becomes the same station, WRNJ Hackettstown, New Jersey on 1510. If you're confused, we're confused. New stations applied for in 830 in Hartselle, Alabama. Facility is 280 watts D1. 1160 in Fairhope, Alabama. Request 50,000 day, 10,000 night, and a U4 antenna. And on 1440 in Sparwood, Alberta, the station would be 100 watts day and night. The antenna U1, that would relay CFEK, the station on 1240. Two new AM stations have been granted on 1340 in Elko, Nevada, 1,000 watts day and night. The antenna is U1. And as we just outlined on 1510, that new station in Hackettstown, New Jersey, they are 900 watts in the daytime, 230 watts at night. The antenna is U2. Taking a look at some applications from existing facilities, many from north of the border on 590 CFNL, Fort Nelson, British Columbia, would like to move to 102.3 FM. If they do, they will surrender their FM license if that is granted. On 730 CJNR in Blind River, Ontario, request a move to 94.1 and will surrender its AM license if that's granted. This FM would be in Elliott Lake, and if granted, would result in two other AM stations surrendering their licenses, CKNS 930 in Espanola and CKNR 1340 in Elliott Lake. On 1000 KKIM in Albuquerque, New Mexico, wants to go full-time by adding 38 watts at night. If granted, their antenna would be U1. On 1090, here's another one, CKRX in Lethbridge, Alberta, request a move to 95.5 FM and will turn in its AM license if that is granted. And on 1240, CKLS in Lessard, Quebec, request a move to 102.1 and will give back the AM license if that is approved. On 1280, CHRB in High River, Alberta, wants to move to 1140 kilohertz. There'll be 50,000 watts in the daytime, 46,000 at night. On 1470, a station we thought was among the missing, WBUL in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, has applied to reduce their power to 760 watts. Now, this is a minor power reduction, but more importantly, it heralds the fact that WBUL is still in existence, although they have been silent for quite some time. As you recall, several months ago, they were on the list of stations that were no longer appearing on the FCC database, and here's why. We found it. The FCC, in its unending quest for accuracy, is still listing WBUL in their old city of license, Fort Knox, Kentucky. Now, many, many years ago, they were licensed to Fort Knox, and evidently the FCC has still not gotten around to updating their database to indicate WBUL now being in Shepherdsville. Anyway, that station is still around, so if you scratched it out of your log, unscratch it. And finally, under applications, another Canadian, 1480 CHRD, Drummondville, Quebec, requests a move to 99.3 FM, and same deal, if it's approved, they will surrender the AM license. Just one grant of interest on 690 WADS in Ansonia, Connecticut, goes full-time by adding 200 watts at night. Their antenna pattern will now be U4. That also, by the way, includes a slight power increase during the daytime. Daytime power goes to 3,500 watts. Now looking into otherness, and we'll divide otherness into several sections, the first of which is a number of stations which have been pulled from the FCC database or their license has been canceled. With the new communications law allowing a station to only be silent for 1 year, the FCC is doing a lot of major house cleaning and canceling many of the licenses and deleting many of the calls for stations that have been off the air for a long time. Included in this are many outstanding construction permits for new stations which have been around for years and have never been built. So real quickly, we'll go down through the list. These stations now are officially gone for whatever reason. 740 KWNT, Buckley, Washington. 800 WVCQ, Brockway, Pennsylvania. 820 WARL, Cloverdale, Virginia. 830 WNZQ, St. Cloud, Florida. 830 KBUC, Cibolo, Texas. 880 KNZS, Montecito, California. 1000 KNDA, Odessa, Texas. 1050 KTEZ, Slayton, Texas. 1060 WBMB, West Branch, Michigan. 2 on 1100 WUBS, Harrisburg, Illinois, and KWXL, Hudson, Texas. 1120 WKTD, Wilmington, North Carolina. 1160 KNKQ, Virginia City, Nevada. 1170 KDLP, Bayou Vista, Louisiana. Also 1170 WWTG, Stanwood, Michigan. 1200 KTCD, Cottonwood, California. Also 1200 WRVX, Mount Carmel, Tennessee. 1250 KGRJ in Fraser, Colorado. 1270 WVOM, Iuka, Mississippi. 1280 KRAN, Morton, Texas. 1300 KAKQ, Fairbanks, Alaska. 1320 KAVI, Rocky Ford, Colorado. 1350 WHMI, Howell, Michigan. 1360 WYSE, Bainbridge, Georgia. Also 1360 KDXI, Mansfield, Louisiana. 1370 WMNY, Ellery, Santee, South Carolina. 1380 WKTJ, Farmington, Maine. 1420 KSKM, Bethel, Alaska. 1520 WNMT in Garden City, Georgia. And 1560 KPWZ in Crowley, Louisiana. Now that's a mixture of old stations that have not been on the air for a while or new stations that were never built. In any case, all those stations have now been eliminated from the FCC's database. And we double-checked and they're not anywhere else. They are actually gone. Now let's take a look at our regular otherness items, and more Canadians show up here on 630 CKRC Winnipeg, Manitoba. They have now officially moved to 99.9 FM. They will continue to operate their AM for about 2 to 3 months and then take it off the air permanently. 710 WREM, Monticello, Maine. This silent station is now back on the air. They're relaying the 1390 station in Presque Isle, Maine, WEGP. On 960 KCLL, Lompoc, California, reported to be silent. On 1000 WRNJ, Hackettstown, New Jersey. We already went through this one time. This station has been deleted on this frequency, but of course they have moved to a new station with that call-in format on 1510. Also on 1000 WVWI, Charlotte Amalie, Virgin Islands. This station is silent. 1010 WITL, Lansing, Michigan, also silent. 1130 WAME, Camden, South Carolina. This silent station has returned to the air, as has 1180 KYET, Williams, Arizona, back on the air. 1230 WANO, Pineville, Kentucky. This silent station has also returned. And on 1230 CJLB, Thunder Bay, Ontario, has moved permanently to 105.3 FM, their AM station now off the air. And on 1240 KXPA, Pasadena, California, this station reported to be silent, although you'd have to be pretty astute to notice that. I believe their operating schedule is just a few hours a week. Here's an interesting note on 1290 WRRA in Frederickstead, Virgin Islands. As you recall, they are one of the stations that were granted a move to the expanded band, in particular 1620 for WRRA. But recently, NRC member Ernie Cooper was vacationing in the Virgin Islands, stopped by the station, and they told him they have no intention of moving to the expanded band. Interesting. 1350 CHVR in Pembroke, Ontario, they have moved to 96.7 and have turned off the AM station for good. 1370 WEGM in Wickford, Rhode Island. Since returning to the air, this station has been identifying as being in North Kingston, although we have seen nothing in the FCC records to indicate an official change for a city of license, so there may be a change there that we will know more about next month. 1380 KRNN, North Little Rock, Arkansas. This silent station is back on the air, relaying programming from KARN, the 920 Newstalk station in Little Rock. 1400 WAJQ, Alma, Georgia. This silent station has returned to the air. Also on 1400 KOLE, Port Arthur, Texas. Another silent station that has returned to the band. On 1550, here's an interesting note. KRGQ in West Valley City, Utah. Last month, or actually 2 months ago, we questioned the city of license and also the call for this station. We were checking the FCC database and found them listed as KZQQ Granger, Utah, which is an old call and an old city of license. Well, it turns out that once again, this is old FCC information. According to the licensee by way of a phone call, the correct call is KRGQ and the correct city of license is West Valley City. This station is silent. However, the management says that they are looking for a new piece of land, and if they can find one to build a new transmitter site, they expect to have it back on the air soon. On 1590 KIRS, Sun Valley, Nevada, this silent station has returned to the air. And a couple notes on 1600 KYBC, Cottonwood, Arizona, is back on the air after being silent for a while. And also on 1600 KWOM, a brand new station in Watertown, Minnesota, may be on the air by the time this tape reaches you. And if we have a member of the DX Audio Service who lives in the area where they might be able to hear that new station, we'd like you to confirm that it is actually on the air. If it is, we'd like to have that information. That about wraps it up for this edition of AM Switch. I'll see you in 30 days with more stuff from the broadcast band, but right now, the waiting is over. Your favorite and my favorite part of the DX Audio Service. He keeps bribing me with pizza and beer to say that. Here's John Bowker.
Well, Jerry Starr, for goodness sakes. Hey, fella, it sure is great having you back on the AM Switch column. And knowing that your eye operation is behind you and with a successful outcome. We all, of course, had our fingers crossed. The very best to you. Well, today we're in Chehalis, Washington, halfway from Portland, Oregon to Seattle, and raring to go with the eastern stations in the U.S. that broadcast at 1350 on the dial. Last month, memory serves me right, we left you listening to a station in Kokomo, Indiana. And so we're going to be moving a little bit north and east now for some music from Central Michigan. The big news event of 1993 on the August DX Audio Service Travelogue.
You're listening to WGDM, AM and FM, Gladwin.
USA Radio Network News, good afternoon. This is Jim Kress. The topic was relief for flood-ravaged areas of the Midwest today.
Ouch, but Michigan was dry.
Livingston County Zone, WHMI and WHMI-FM, Howell, Brighton.
And it is 1 o'clock. I'm Jim Miller reporting for WHMI. The Howell Beautification Division.
Okay, what do you say we move next to
Ohio,
and we'll take their cities in alphabetical order, since there are several of them. And this first station used to be known as the Big Whistler.
Country 1350, WSLR, Akron and Canton.
Is coming in the news this hour to bow or shake hands. That was the question at the White House Monday evening as guests went to a receiving line to greet President Clinton, Japan.
Well, now that station changed to the Touch service about a year later.
It's 9 o'clock and time for the news and weather together, brought to you by Ohio Edison on the Touch, 1350 AM, WTOU, Akron.
Good morning, I'm Barbara Adams. Here is the news and weather together. We have a real scorcher on tap today.
Oh, boy. I guess we should have been closer to Salina, Ohio when we made this tape.
WCSM,
AM and FM, Salina, St. Mary's, where we do...
From the Washington News Desk, I'm Terry Moore.
Nice timing.
Secretary of State Warren Christopher says the U.S. is encouraged that Bosnian Serb troops appear to be pulling out of Garajda.
Okay, over to South Central Ohio next.
WCHI, Tell me pride, and if you still want to fool around...
All right, we're going to go over into Dick Chuak's territory now across the Ohio River. And by the way, for those of you who don't know Dick, come on to Knoxville to the annual convention over the Labor Day weekend and meet him. Dick is treasurer of the National Radio Club.
Fresh music station, WLOU, Louisville.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, Dale Hamm's contribution to this month's travelogue has finally arrived.
A better music, news, sports, and talk shows.
We're WGAD, Gadsden.
Kurt Henschen, the verdict in Jeffrey Dahmer's sanity trial in Milwaukee is in.
Oh, boy, I'll leave it on that basis. And now down to God's country. We're going to learn the time from the Space Coast.
It's 1 o'clock at the best in the country.
Thank you.
WCWR, Coco.
And right across the Florida Peninsula, just north of Tampa, Florida.
He's a man.
AM 1350, WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills. You're in D.C. country.
Okay, from 1900 here.
The finishing touches. I'm Tim Sullivan on the Satellite News Network.
That was from 1993. Let's go to 1983
now. He's running 3 feet or less in widely scattered storms. Watch my mouth. Thunderstorms with strong gusty winds. 84 degrees on the outside at WCAI Fort Myers. 1 minute to one and a little afternoon delight here with Johnny Carver.
WCAI. They changed to 88.
WQ 1350 Fort Myers
to WWWQ. And then in 1989, the Manna Christian Radio Company bought it out and changed everything over to the Spanish language, almost.
Amigos y hermanos, muy buenas tardes a todos ustedes.
Well, that's a loud note. You know, it's interesting. They produced a costly jingle package in the English language when most of their programming is in Spanish. Mostly religious, too, by the way. Well, now, let's head north. Out of Florida, we're going up to Warner Robins, Georgia, to hear a station I used to listen to in Boston.
A parent whose lifestyle leaves them too busy for children is just too busy.
That's next time on Focus on the Family with Dr. James Dobson. Today at 12:30 here on WCOP, Warner Robins.
And that takes us up into South Carolina to the Great PD River Basin.
This is the super power pack of the Great PD. Joy 1280 WJAY Robins. And Joyful 1350 WDZS Darlington. Giving you more coverage in the Great PD.
Holy Ghost! You want Holy Ghost? I want to hear you say it, Dan.
Is he giving them the option? What do you... I guess not. Let's go into North Carolina next.
With more programs at 9:30, we also have the Good Neighbor Guy coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, it's 1 minute after 9 o'clock here at WLLY Wilson, and we now join the USA Network News.
USA Radio News.
Well, now, let's move into Virginia, and we'll listen to those stations at 1350 in alphabetical order. First, we come to Bedford, Virginia.
Thank you there, Brenda. Brenda Kurz of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Agricultural USA on WBLT Bedford. It's 1 o'clock. Coming up next, we have your nice and easy Wednesday afternoon right here on WBLT. Stay tuned.
That makes me hungry.
This is WFLS AM and FM from Fredericksburg. News time now at 5.
All right, we move eastward to the Norfolk area.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WKLX, Portsmouth.
Oh, shades of WLS in there. Well, anyway, a couple of years later, they changed to this set of call letters for themselves.
Hey, moving down the moon.
Portsmouth, Windsor, Norfolk. The best variety of hits and oldies.
Could you make that out, WSBY?
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire.
Okay, up into Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you're listening to WWBR 1350 on the dial in Windsor, Pennsylvania.
And Ron Clark added this newer cut to our collection.
This is AM 1350 WBEM, Windsor, Johnstown, serving the people of Greater Johnstown in the beautiful Laurel Highlands. ABC News is next. From ABC.
Okay, and moving to the
east. New York, Pennsylvania, WORK, where it's 12 o'clock.
I'll never understand why they gave up WORK as a call. But they went for something vaguely in line with the mystique of the Amish who populate that area. Sounds like this.
It pays to listen to Jed Warren on WZIX, York.
WZIX. But by the mid-1980s, they had become
WOYK, York. York County's News Authority.
This coming Monday marks the third anniversary of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Good afternoon, I'm Danielle Omens, WOYK News.
Okay, now, everybody, here comes the highlight of all travelogues. Absolutely the very This was recorded in 1978 in Princeton, New Jersey.
Dennis Malloy, good morning to you, Squire. How are you?
Hi there, John.
How you doing?
Fine.
Can you tell me something about New Jersey traffic laws? You know, when you're driving along a rural road and there's
Nine points, John.
9 points, you don't know any. You know the solid line down the middle of the road? Doesn't that mean you can't cross it?
True.
Then what's two solid lines mean? And why do we have four solid lines in downtown Princeton Junction? We'll find that out, perhaps during the news. Judy looks at me aghast. Over WHWH, Princeton, New Jersey, where the time is 10 o'clock.
I don't know about a gasp, but certainly a scance. It's 63 degrees under sunny skies. I'm Judy Muller, WHWH News.
You may be aware now that Judy Muller is a regular reporter with the ABC Evening News with Peter Jennings. But, of course, as you could hear, I taught her just about everything she knows. We move now up to Steuben County in New York State.
Golden Memory Station is AM 1350, WCBA, Corning, Elmira, and the Twin Tiers.
CNN Radio News, I'm Aileen McDonald. A verdict in the Whitewater trial. CNN Radio's Bob Franken says jurors seem to have been very detailed in their deliberations.
Okay, and we swing now to the Erie Canal portion.
The home of ESPN Radio, Total Sports, on 1350 WRNY, Rome, Utica, and 1480 WADR, Remsen, Utica, Rome.
Kenny Wallace and Mark Martin to sub for Irvin at Bristol. I'm Alan Bestwick at the Daytona International Speedway. The story next.
Across the Hudson River to the Nutmeg State.
Serving Westport, Wilton, and New Canaan for 40 years.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Jerry Hamilton.
Still in Connecticut now.
It's 11 o'clock. WINY in Putnam.
Oh, we can do that.
That was breaking ball. Hammered foul. Rides the plate. As far as quickly for station identification, this is the Boston Red Sox Radio Network.
WINY Putnam. For all your insurance needs, it's the Mead Insurance Agency in Danielson. Call Rick Ives at 774-9696.
Northward into the heart of New England now. From a
beginning of a dynasty. WLNH AM FM Ligonia.
Ah, but that dynasty crumbled.
This is USA Radio Network News.
Welcoming summer with a big band dance party weekend. Music and memories all weekend long. Now, the big band dance party continues on WEZS Laconia.
That idea is only about 2 months old. And now, a final tip of the hat this month to our Canadian friends up north.
At 1350 CKLB in Oshawa, CKLB presents reports on the Canadian men's senior softball.
Well, that gives you a pretty good idea of the sounds of 1350 across the land, and next month we begin our travels with the radio dial set to 1360. And now, let's switch to a guy who's, I hope, helping to keep Iowa dry. At least I'm afraid he is. Here's Jim Snowbarger.
All righty, Mr. Bowker. Thank you, sir. Hey, I hope you're having a great summer out there trucking around, filling in the holes in that phenomenal station ID collection you have there. Of course, the way they keep changing their call letters, that could keep you busy, couldn't it? I dare say we'll be hearing the fruits of those labors in a future broadcast. I'll tell you what, though, it's about time to head back to Florida. Gosh, can you believe this? It's already August. Not right. We don't like it precious. Seems like summer just got here. I was just getting rolling, and now it's time to shut her down again. Ah, but there is good news, though. The rain has stopped in Iowa. We had to fire our staff media urologist. There's some sort of scandal going on. I don't know. It's all water under the bridge now, though. We're ready to rock and roll and do something else for a change. In fact, step over this way. There's a rather unlikely-looking vehicle over here, and I've got the keys to it. And I thought that this month maybe we'd just take a little drive. Don't forget your seatbelt. All right. Now, since the last time I drove, I put a small insurance company out of business. They don't let me do that anymore, so there must be somebody else in here.
Hello, Jim.
Ah, hi, Mark. Don't worry, he just looks like a shady character. He actually has insurance and a much better record than I do. So, what say we settle back and relax and let Mark Durenberger do the driving this month on Bandscan from your DXAS?
Well, greetings, Professor Snowbarger, and hello, Radio Club members. This is Mark Durenberger in Minneapolis, dropping by to share with you a fun experience I had on the road early this May. My annual mountain camping agenda was a bit derailed this year due to the severe drought and the extreme fire danger in New Mexico and Arizona, so I spent a lot more time car camping, and it gave me a chance to do some serious late-night AM listening, and I wanted to share a snapshot with you. The Clear Channel band scan you're about to hear was recorded in mid-May on the road between Hooker, Oklahoma, and Durango, Colorado. We started recording just after the sun set in the east and worked our way through the night as we motored west. So let's get at it. This is a quick band scan of the clears, starting at 5:40. So as we begin, the Mexican Clear XEWA, pretty much as expected from our location. Hopping to the regionals from 5:50 to 6:30 on our journey, we heard Midland, Texas, KLZ in Denver, KLDD in the Big D, and WIBW in Topeka. And then we made a quick stop at 6:40.
From time to time, I'll be making a completely outrageous and completely unsupportable statement about a particular group of people. But just remember, it's only radio. It's just for the ratings. Mexicans, you're not fooling us. You pretend like you have all these different kinds of foods, but you don't. You think I don't know that a taco is just a folded-up tostada? You think I don't know that an enchilada is just a burrito with some stuff dumped on the top of it? I'm not buying your scam. This has been another blatant episode of Wayne Resnick trolling for publicity.
We're not the old day of talk radio. KFI Los Angeles, your stimulating talk radio.
Letting the neighbors
just know there's a weirdo movie.
A weirdo, hey? Well, just up the dial, that venerable home of the Grand Ole Opry. We didn't have much luck on 660, surprisingly. Kind of expected Window Rock, Arizona. New York, of course, would probably have required a double skip. Here's what we pulled out on the 660 clear. .670 was a washout all night as well. We expected WMAQ, but no soap. That kind of surprising, since we had fairly good luck with the other Chicago powerhouses. On the other hand, the mighty 680 came blasting in.
All right, you're listening to KNBR San Francisco, and we're talking with Larry Stone of the San Francisco Examiner, and we're going to continue our conversation with Larry. We want to update you on the scoreboard and take some calls at 808-KNBR right here on KNBR 68, the sports leader.
690, the Canadian clear, was a real battleground for breathing space among a half a dozen stations. On the other hand, the primary resident of 700 showed up.
Bill, 700, WLW, and then Judy.
Yeah, Willie, how you doing?
Yeah, hello, Bill.
Yeah. Listen, up to now, I think about the only thing we have in common is our first name.
We found 710's 1B channel shared during our drive by Kansas City, Los Angeles, and mostly Denver.
When you want that. I'm Stan Wallstrom. Antioxidant vitamins.
And at 720, of course, the mighty WGN, without the Cuban beat.
She says quiet some of the blame being heaped on immigrants as the cause of economic woes. She acknowledges the Illinois numbers may not be mirrored in border states, but says a new study will be released in a few weeks to show those details. Rod Sierra, WGN News.
The secretary of the Avalon Park Local School Council in Chicago was arrested today after a scuffle with the principal.
The 7:30 Mexican clear wasn't very clear, that is. Bumping up to 7:40, I think this was Tulsa.
Did they play him the same way they played Hakeem? You know, I don't know. I don't think they'll do it quite as constantly because I don't think they believe Shaq is as devastating a force. So I don't think we automatically have a turn to
Atlanta on 7:50. A bit hard to copy.
This is the third planet from the sun. At any rate, now there's another tree turning up everywhere. It's three of a kind. The newest instant game from Georgia Lottery. Just get three light cards and you win.
It was a nice surprise to copy WSB, however, considering how far west we were. And it did hang in there over most of our drive. Dialing 760, we expected Detroit, but instead we got what I think was San Antonio.
Sports Outdoors. I'm Nolan Ryan. Your guide to six of the best outdoor programs on TV.
If you've never been ice fishing and never really intend to, Detroit Prime Sports every Sunday from 9 till noon. Our outdoor shows are based in the Southwest, and Prime Sports Outdoors fish the lakes you want to know about. We're not based in Connecticut. We're from Texas. So join us on Prime Sports Outdoors every Sunday from 9 till noon. Remember what Nolan says.
Have a great time. Great outdoors.
When we stopped at 770, we were along the line between Albuquerque and New York City. I had a hand in designing the null in KOB's nighttime pattern to protect co-channel WABC. And sure enough, when you drive through that null, even though we were only a few hundred miles from Albuquerque, this is what we were copying. On the other hand, I know that nighttime pattern pretty well, and so it was no surprise that by motoring a couple of hours further west, we climbed out of that null. And even though we were the same airline distance from Albuquerque, the copy was entirely different.
Michael Reagan Show, a presentation of Premier Radio Networks, Incorporated.
New Mexico's Big One. For news and super talk. Super News Talk 77. KOB. KJOB. Albuquerque.
From ABC News.
Moving up to 780, we found our second Chicago station.
Saturday and Sunday, we should see highs in the low to mid 80s, sunny, breezy, and warm.
52 nominal here in Fog, 55 at Midway, 50 at the Lakefront. WBBM traffic and weather together at Barney.
10 kilohertz up the band and half a continent away. The voice of Vin Scully.
Brought to you in part by your starting lineup of Dodge Farms and Trucks. See your friendly Dodge dealers today. Let's pause for station identification on KDK and the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
The stage holds course for afternoon right here. It's Larry Elder, weekday night, following Dodge Progress. This is 790 KDC, Los Angeles.
Well, as expected, the Mexicans hold the fort on 800 when you're in this part of the country. Here's the other X-Rod, the one in Mexico City. Tuning up to 810, we were a bit disappointed we couldn't pull out Kansas City a bit better. When you look in the incredibly useful NRC night pattern book, you can see why Kansas City doesn't do as well where we were traveling. And by the way, I want to put in a plug for this really useful resource. If you're doing any nighttime AM DXing on the road, you really need this Bible on the seat beside you. Maybe we can get Jim or Fred somewhere along this tape to tell you how you can order the Nighttime AM Pattern Book from NRC. Let's see, where were we? 810? Next at bat, of course, 820. No surprise here, since we were only a few hundred Texas-sized miles from Dallas.
BAP is the long-distance line. The AT&T wireless line found a 20 icing. Yes, whoa, icing, what's that? What's a two-line pass? Let's go to Tim in Dallas. Tim, you're on WBAP, and how are you doing tonight?
Great, Al. I'm enjoying your show. I mean, you're doing pretty well yourself in some comedy there. Barry Schweitzer, that's a hoot.
Yeah, that's a Galloway thing.
Barry Schweitzer, a hoot? Now that's literary license.
For your next oil change.
And now to my old alma mater, booming through the night from the great Midwest.
Go to Jiffy Loop. Make sure you're safe. Roof Cosmox sent me.
It's been 15 years since Jed Hartman teamed up with Dave Mona.
Let's go.
And the rest is history.
Minnesota, hats off to thee.
A Minnesota Sunday morning tradition is celebrated Sunday, May 19th from 9:30 a.m. to noon as Jed and Dave broadcast from the Metrodome Plaza their 15th anniversary sports huddle. Join Jed and Dave along with some of Sid's close personal friends and a few surprises here and there.
Do you believe that?
And then make plans to stick around as the Twins and Brewers get together inside the dome. The 15th anniversary broadcast of Sports Huddle, Sunday, May 19th, from the station Minnesotans depend on for sports, WCCO.
And CCO's next-door neighbor, the ever-powerful WHAS.
Telephone, talk to Vince. You're on 84 WHAS. Thanks for waiting.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe.
We had a real disappointment at 850. Thought we'd do a lot better with KOA in Denver, but I think we were in a no-man's land at that time.
Four times the team, St. Louis. We played different brands of hockey.
Clicking forward to continue our nighttime band scan of the AM clears, we land on 870.
Oh, man, this is going by too fast. We have to do this again into the home stretch. A little after 10 o'clock Central Daylight Time.
This is 870 AM, the 50,000 watt clear channel giant, WWL, New Orleans.
76 degrees and mostly fair in New Orleans. It's 10 o'clock and I'm Gail DeWalter of the WWL 870 AM news update.
All right, children, everybody off the ride. Well, what do you want for a quarter? Geez. Actually, for another quarter, you can come back next month and we'll finish that little journey. Mark will be back and we'll journey on into Colorado and we'll make it clear to 1540, as far as I know. So you'll want to be here for that. And hey, Phil Wayne, by the way, what a voice this guy has. Finally, Bowker has some competition. About time, don't you think? Anyway, I wanted to make a couple of comments before I leave about the night pattern book that Mark mentioned. In case you're not really up on this, NRC has published a book that contains pictures of the radiation patterns of the various AM radio stations which use directional antennas.
so you can tell which way they primarily focus their energy and which way they avoid and that sort of thing. It's a pretty handy book. Unfortunately, it's for our blind listeners, and we have lots and lots of them, we know. It's not really accessible to us, and the question would be if it could be made accessible, either by translating it to computer disk and instead of a picture, providing a series of angles at which key nulls and major lobes occur for each station, or if we could get one of the Braille houses to do it so we'd have tactile patterns to feel for each station, terrific information. But if that were available, would you buy it? And that's the key. You know, we're faced with the onus of letting it be known what information we want and supporting it when it's available. So if you think that'd be terrific and you'd be willing to buy it, put some comments on the Muse or send a note to me or something so we could get that ball rolling. If people know that we're interested in it, I think it'd get produced. In coming editions of the column, we'll be taking a walk on a winter's afternoon up the AM dial as seen from central Louisiana, and we'll also go running back to Saskatoon. Yes, we will. Canada. No kidding. And we'd also like to hear from you. You know, what's on your radio dial is pretty familiar and old hat to you, but we've never heard it and would love to. So bundle your tape recorder together with your radio and give me some commentary as you go up as to what you're hearing, and we'll go from there. Nighttime scans we're especially interested in because the common stations being propagated to various parts of the country in different ways is something I'm always interested in. Now, I think you should be, too. So send me what you got, and we'll go from there. And, oh, by the way, has it occurred to you that there might be somebody listening to this column who'd dearly love to meet you? It's possible. So send your contributions to me. I'm Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, and I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. You internet wacko junkie types can contact me at jlsnow@fcseng.frco.com. We'll see you next month.
Thanks, Jim. And if you're in the Madison, Wisconsin area, the third annual Madison Area DX Get-Together will be held on Saturday, August 17th from 1 p.m. until past the dinner hour. The get-together is being held at Bill Dvorak's house at 501 Algoma, A-L-G-O-M-A Street in Madison, Wisconsin, 53704-4812. Now, this is an all-band get-together. Directions and any other information can be obtained by writing or by calling Bill at area code 608-244-5497 or by email at dxerak@aol.com. Let's flip over the tape to side two and see what Phil Wayne's got in his magic hat.